The following is a duplicate of Tape 1, Side 2 of an interview with Billy Liu conducted for the Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project.
The other game.
Hopscotch. We play hopscotch and we use ornaments or whatever it is, and then throw it, you know. Same thing as actually it's an American game.
Mm-hmm. How about when you were in school, in the grammar school, did you play with American kids?
Yes, we played with American kids there.
They
the whole
you?
Group. No.
Oh, interesting. So the segregation
this is mostly the high school.
How about junior high?
Junior high wasn't that bad. Mm-hmm. But we realized it more in high school because we weren't able to participate in some of the things that we would like to do.
Mm-hmm. Did you take American history?
Yes, it's a requirement in high school.
Did you think of yourself mostly as a Chinese or as an American?
Well, I think more like a Chinese than an American because our parents instill in us that we're Chinese, and we should be Chinese and should marry Chinese.
Did your parents ever exercise any special, for special holidays, Chinese holidays?
Yes, the most happy moments are the Chinese New Year's. When we were little, the stores are usually closed about 14 days.
From the day before New Year, all the way to 14th day.
What kind of celebration?
Well, we'll have usually is a eating feast, and of course you close the year for dinner. Mm-hmm. Then New Year, of course you don't have any meat. Sick die on New Year's. And the second year, they usually eat the regular, food. And then what they call open the year, because that day can be any day, wherever you set. And then the store especially is all decorated with things, lanterns and flowers and all kind of decoration, and I forgot to bring the picture that my father had taken in 1902 of a New Year's setup.
He had a camera at that time?
They had American photographer took it.
Interesting.
So when we were little kids, we would go to the store, and all the relatives are, in the store come to visit. So we all say, "Kung Hei Fat Choi." Then we get a little lazy. So we accumulate quite a few of those. We really something. And then firecrackers, of course. Little kids, so we were a lot of fun. New Year's Day. Then, of course, later on, we're more modernized, and Chinese New Year wasn't celebrated that much, except just Huanlin and Huanlin. It doesn't last 14 days as the old days. So then we have Christmas party, and start with an American idea.
When did you start, getting
married? Well, I guess found around junior high age, my junior high age.
Your parents initiated it?
No, we did. The children initiated it. Because I remember the first one, I went out and sneaked out and bought a little artificial tree and decorated it and put presents on the tree.
Ah, were your friends, Chinese friends, all did that?
Some of them were doing it.
So actually it's a phenomenon.
Yeah, gradually.
Very common in Chinatown.
Yeah.
And gradually Chinatown didn't celebrate New Year's as much as before.
Right.
Yeah. When was that, like 1920 or something?
Yeah, in the 20s.
Mm-hmm. Do Did you miss Chinese New Year?
Yes, I think I missed the Chinese New Year. To this day, I kind of...
They have parades?
Yes, they have parades. The lion dance, Hop Ching Tong, always give it on the fourth day in Chosei. And they burn firecrackers for about 3 or 4 hours.
All the stores?
Or no, Hop Ching Tong. And when Sun, the Wong family associate, they burn firecrackers when they open it.
With firecrackers?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we're little kids all play firecrackers. Yeah.
And your parents gave you new clothes?
Yes, we always wear new clothes on New Year's.
Did you, when you first, when you were born up to, say, the age of 5 or 6,
mm-hmm.
did your clothes look different from the American clothes? You know, did you
wear
Chinese?
No,
clothes?
That's one thing we didn't do, wear Chinese clothes. Except, I remember right, when they had some kind of doing in grammar school that required some of the Chinese to wear Chinese costumes for some kind of parade. I don't quite remember what it was for. So we were dressed in Chinese, and I know my sister dressed in Chinese, the pajama type, you know, with pants and top.
never wore.
Yeah, but otherwise they're mostly American clothes. No Chinese type of clothes.
During the New Year, is there any special things you're not supposed to say? Is there anything you're not supposed to do?
Yes, we're not supposed to do any sweeping on New Year's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I remember.
Were you told not to fight or anything like that?
No, I didn't say anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I might have been told that, I don't remember.
Did you listen to Chinese music when you were young?
When I was in a teenager, my uncle used to take me to Chinese opera,
mm-hmm.
especially around 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, when there was
Guru Dai Yi Qiong. Chinese operas, where were they held?
They were held in the theaters. They have a Chinese theater. In fact, there was at one time two theaters.
Indoor theater.
In Chinatown.
Indoor.
Indoor.
In the 8th Street.
No, one of them was, one of them was in a Japanese town, Little Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, I think it was on 2nd Street or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
They always have Chinese opera or?
Well, for quite a number of years. And then they found out they were losing money and they didn't import it anymore. They import these people from China, Hong Kong, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
They come to San Francisco and then they come down here. See.
Just for a while?
Yeah, for a little while. You know.
And then they go back to
China?
Yeah,
this way.
Oh, I see.
Did you sing any opera songs or anything?
No,
you just
no, I didn't.
Enjoy listening? Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy it?
Yes. But I didn't understand it too well.
Yeah, it would be difficult to understand.
Yeah.
So when you sing, when you were a kid, did you sing
American songs?
American songs
right.
All the time. Yeah. Did your parents teach you any Chinese song, or did Chinese school teach you any Chinese song?
Yes, in Chinese school we learn Chinese song.
Mm-hmm.
And we learn that summon the
How many kids were there in your Chinese school?
Chinese school, I guess our school has about 40, 50 students.
From
Funnily,
first to
sixth?
Yeah.
Great.
Uh-huh. And what about the
Dunhuang Weiping? Dunhuang Weiping was about the same. They had 3 different schools at the time, I believe. That's much later than. Presbyterian school was an earlier one. And they did also have some private Chinese schools. They're run by Chinese, they're not the church school. Church school, there was about 3 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Chinese Presbyterian, Congregational Church, and the Methodist Church all have a Chinese school.
Yeah. Were you a church member or were your parents?
Yes, I was baptized a Presbyterian. My mother is very faithful until she died.
She was always a Christian before she even came here?
No, I don't think she was a Christian. She was in, become a Christian after she came here. She got friendly with a minister's wife, Mrs. Lee, Lee Jian.
So how about your father?
My father never was. But we were baptized as a Christian.
And you are?
Well, up to my teenage, I guess I was still going to church, but then after that, I didn't believe it.
Did your mother worship the ancestor before she became Christian?
No, she didn't. That's a thing I don't quite understand.
She never burned any incense?
No, she didn't. Because other families I know, they do burn incense and have their little son now.
Mm-hmm.
She never did. So evidently she was indoctrinated in that thing when she was young. And my father wasn't interested in that either. So. My father believes in Confucianism. And he's always reading those Confucius books. And he'd try to teach me to read it.
And?
Yeah, well, I read some of it, but I couldn't understand.
You were never taught that stuff in
Well, my father tried to teach me, but not in Chinese school. Chinese school, they had a regular text.
Another class.
Classical Chinese. Did your father join the family association, the Lu family association?
In a way, yes. Most of they joined the Seixing, Hong Kong, the four family association.
Mm-hmm.
And my uncle is the most active in civic activities. He was president of the Chinese Consolidated Benevolent Association, I don't know how many years.
Mm. Is he still around?
No, I didn't. My father didn't. So he was always the mediator, you might say, between the Tang Wars.
Mm, interesting.
Being the president of the Chinese Consolidated Benevolent Association, where he's in. Whenever the Tang War, he didn't get involved.
Did you actually ever witness any Tang
War? No.
Your father talked about that.
Well, I hear about it even during my younger days. There was Tang War.
Mm-hmm.
I hear about it.
So,
but our family, the Long Kong, I don't think it was ever involved in really a shooting match.
Okay. So. Did your father ever? I mentioned about how he solved the problems.
Well, my father never got involved with my uncle.
Oh, your uncle,
yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
Well, on the negotiation, I always get the gist of it because I stay at the store and I hear them talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always, you know, how much did they pay the other parties.
Mm-hmm.
And I have an idea that a lot of times he has to fork it out from his own pocket. Whatever the other tongue asking for.
Mm-hmm. Right. What other Chinese social groups did your father join?
No, he wasn't involved in any social activity too much.
How about you? Did you join any Chinese social
groups?
Well,
I joined the Chinese American Citizen Alliance.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
how was that? Well, way back in. Probably in, let's see, in the 30s probably.
Uh-huh.
In fact, that 40, let's see, it'd be 40 years this year, so 39, I joined. 1939.
Why did you join?
Well, I was asked to join because, CACA was helping the Chinese voters.
Mm-hmm.
to vote. And they need the poll worker that know Chinese, speaking Chinese. So they need the poll worker, so I was asked to work on the polls. Whenever election I was down there helping out. Although we don't mark the ballots for them, we do advise them, you know, how it should be voted. Mm-hmm. I mean, they, at the last, CHA last, they get the sample ballot mm-hmm. on the vote, so they go down there and vote. Mm-hmm. But they do help out there, so because the Caucasian people that poll in the poll don't not able to distinguish the Chinese name, you know, on the registration slip. They get all mixed up.
Including Chinese last name and first name.
Right, right. Okay. They're mixed up. So.
Did you actively participate in the local politics?
Yes, we were. CHA was involved quite a bit with the politics. In fact, Helen Cahagan Douglas. Helen Cahagan Douglas
uh-huh.
is a senator from California. So we were supporting her, and then we were supporting Senator Nolan,
uh-huh.
and we got the passage, you know, of that discriminating law of bringing the Chinese wife over.
Uh-huh.
We got that. I was president of CHA in 1956 and 7, I believe.
What did your duties include when you were president?
Well, during my administration, it was that Watts riot. And we were involved in looking after these people, the Chinese stores that are in the Watts district, and helping them out because of the riot.
Did they suffer a lot of damages?
Yes, quite a bit.
So the members of CHA would go there,
yes,
and
right, help
protect
them out,
them.
See what they need to do for them.
Were there quite a few stores in the Watts area?
Yes, a lot of Chinese stores. It's a good area to do business, so they get a lot of business there.
What kind of stores were there?
Grocery store, mostly.
And when these stores were first set up, was it already black, or was it white and then became black?
Probably already black.
And they didn't, they got along well with the blacks?
Yes, right.
Uh-huh.
When you joined CHA, approximately how many members?
I think there are probably about 125 members.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got the local lot you're talking about now.
Yeah, local.
There's a national organization.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now we have, I think, over 200 mm-hmm. members.
Were they all men or there
yes.
were some women?
The Constitution does say all male 21 years of age. But 2 conventions ago, we changed that. Now a woman can be admitted.
Uh-huh. At that time, were many Chinese actually going to vote, or they don't care?
Yes, there's quite a few. The citizens usually try to vote,
mm-hmm.
and we urge them to vote.
Mm-hmm. By the way, your parents did become American citizens?
Yes, they did. Yeah, that's why I have this application here. What year was that? They finally tipped 51, I guess.
1951,
mm-hmm.
I see.
Finally naturalized. But they were not able to pass the examination except by interpreters.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
They weren't able to orally in English.
Mm-hmm.
Because a certain age, I think that they were in the United States for so many years, they do not have to, you know, be able to take the examination in the English.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be able to have some interpreting.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Besides CHA, which other Chinese organizations did you join?
Well, actually, Chinese Consolidated Benevolent Association, I was a secretary for about 6 months there.
Mm-hmm. So you were a member way before then, right?
Well, Chinese Consolidated Benevolent Association is actually not a membership deal, because I think at that time the organization was mostly the merchants. Written houses.
Mm-hmm. And also family association?
I didn't join any family association. Well, I did. I did belong to Longgong. The full family association. I came and do that thing.
Yeah, but the fact that you were secretary of the Benevolent Association, mm-hmm. does that mean that you were a member also?
Well, I guess you can call that as a member.
Mm-hmm. But they didn't have
mm-hmm.
a membership.
Yeah. Even to this day, I don't think there is a general membership.
No.
I think the organization now, under the new constitution, is that each organization, like the Four Family Association and Lee Family Association, each have the delegates.
Mm-hmm.
And the voting power is in the delegates.
Mm-hmm.
The larger the organization, the more delegates they have.
About American organizations?
American organization, I belong to the Alliance Club.
Mm-hmm. When was that?
National.
When did you join?
About 6 or 7 years ago.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, do you still participate in the CCBA?
CACA, yeah.
No,
I don't. Mm-hmm.
When were you a secretary,
roughly? Probably 1946, I believe,
mm-hmm.
or 47, 1947. Right?
Mm-hmm. Can you describe?
Well, I know, 1948, because I went to Guam in 48, and that's why the 6 months. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you briefly describe what the organization's function and how they meet, or what kind of issues they generally discuss about?
You're talking about the Chinese Consolidated Benevolent Association. Chinese Consolidated Benevolent Association function is to help the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
I remember in the old days, if there's any buy or sell of business, it usually goes up to the Chinese Consolidated Benevolent Association. Or if there's any dispute, they take over and do that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And try anything against the Chinese, they'll fight Caucasians.
Mm-hmm.
And they need of Chinese that arrested wrongly or something like that, they will hire an attorney to help them out.
Mm-hmm.
And that type of business.
Do they charge charge like certain amount of money from each family association or from each Chinese?
In those days, I believe the members are, the people pay as a member.
Uh-huh.
I think it's $1 or $2 a year.
Uh-huh.
Very reasonable.
How many people pay for those $1 or $2 fees?
Not too many, actually.
Oh, mm-hmm. Who were the most important Chinese in Los Angeles at that time, the most prominent individual?
Well, my uncle is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Then,
what's
his name? Lao Song Kai.
Do you know the Chinese?
Sing Kai Lu.
Sing Kai Lu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Miu, I don't know what his English name is.
Miu?
Yeah, Miu.
M-I-U?
M-U.
M-U, uh-huh.
Chinese name is Liu Ban Sam.
Is this the Miu?
Yeah.
Who is Miu Ban
Sam?
He's a vice president of the Chinese Consolidated Benevolent Association.
What was his profession?
He herbalist.
Herbalist.
He's a herbalist. Then we have Thomas Wong.
Who is he?
He's a secretary at Zhonghua Weiguan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And his profession?
He's a produce merchant.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter Suhu.
Peter
Suhu.
Mm-hmm.
He helped develop New Chinatown.
Mm-hmm. And his profession?
He's an engineer
mm-hmm.
for the Department of Water and Power. In fact, he's the first Chinese that admitted in civil service to the Chinese, I mean, to the Department of Water and Power.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
In the whole United States or in Los Angeles?
Well, probably in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. I don't know about San Francisco. San Francisco much more larger population.
Wait. Any women? Prominent women at that time?
No, not that I know of.
Did women actually go and vote?
I don't think there was any, even a woman voting in those days. Except much later.
Uh-huh.
Probably in the 30s or 40s, probably.
Mm-hmm. Did Chinese women go?
Yes, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Much later on, the educated one.
Mm-hmm. Now, like people like Peter Suhu.
Suhu.
And Thomas Wang and so on and so forth. When were they prominent? What, from when to when, roughly?
Around the
20s
and 30s.
20 and 30s.
Yeah, right.
I see.
They are very
the 40s,
respect.
Oh,
for
yeah. Life. That's Mr. Y.C. Hong.
Oh.
He's an attorney.
And why was he prominent, other than the fact that he's an attorney?
He's an attorney, and he's was doing a lot of immigration work.
Mm.
So he got a lot of the Chinese over here.
Mm-hmm.
So he's quite prominent, and he's part of the development of the new Chinatown, too. Because
mm-hmm.
that one corner there in Chinatown is all his property.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Li Po restaurant. You know, his own building and the Hong Kong Low building,
mm-hmm.
that whole corner is his. But he's a passed away already.
Yeah.
His widow is taking care of that thing.
Oh, they still own the property?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, his office is still there.
Mm-hmm.
You see his name there.
What about in the 40s? Were there a new group of prominent people?
The younger group.
Yeah, out of 50.
Yeah, right.
Were you aware in the 40s and 50s,
mm-hmm.
anyone prominent in the Los Angeles area?
Younger generation.
Yeah, the younger generation. Yeah.
In the 40s and 50s, then the prominent people would be around your age, right?
Yeah, probably so.
Or maybe even younger?
No. Mm-hmm. I think our group probably around the 50s.
Before the younger generation didn't have much chance to get
that high position.
They always
get
a job.
Yeah, get a job and then.
Yeah, in other words, were there any new members into this elite group of prominent people that you can think of, and specifically any women?
Well, woman, you might say Lily Chen, you probably know her.
Mm-hmm.
Come in and started that Chinese Woman's New Life Club.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did your sister join any of these clubs, like
the
Mei
Hua
or New Life Movement?
I don't believe she did.
Mm-hmm. What did most people think about these women who joined these clubs?
Well, the older generation don't like it because they're sort of like Americanized, but the younger group don't mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did they admire them? Or they didn't mind? No.
I don't know what their opinion is.
Uh-huh. How about yourself when you look at
them? Well, just like, socialize with them. Yeah. We're always out looking for girls. So we go in there to dances and things like that.
Are those the women that you like to go out the most?
That's right. I say maybe.
By the way, was your wife also born here?
Yes, my wife was also born here.
In Los Angeles?
In Los Angeles. Mm-hmm.
Did she grow up in the same neighborhood?
No, she was down in the produce market area, because her father was a produce man.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. And that's how you met?
No, it was later on that I met her, who her sister.
Mm-hmm.
Her sister was working for me as a part-time bookkeeper.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was after you became independent.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I was married quite late.
And what about the income at that time? How much did people make during the, well, I would say the pre-war period, the average Chinese worker? How much did they get?
I think probably $700 or $800 a month, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Is that much? I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. And
they live well, or they very thrifty?
Chinese, on the whole, are very thrifty. They work long hours, so that's why probably, you know, they accumulate some money. Because later on, some of them retire and they have apartments and other type of assets.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what did the people do with the money? The young men, let's put it that way. When you were around the... They missed?
Yeah.
They didn't go and gamble?
Mm.